Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Certainly blessed to be back in your presence this morning. Glad that God woke us up this morning to send us on our way for what he has in store for us today. You know, this has been a great weekend, great 4th of July. God blessed us to see another day. And now we are in the week, and God is blessing us each day to wake up. He's breathing new life in our bodies, and he's allowing us to move forward. Today's daily kingdom assignment for today, Tuesday, July the 7th, is live. God says live. God says live. You know, God came and created us, and he created the world so that we may have life. And he even sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we may have redemption of life. And so God says live. You know, I was looking at the scriptures, and God just navigated me to John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and life was the light of men. You know, we live in so much darkness in present day that we don't know light from dark and dark from light anymore. And God is saying that I came that you may have life, life more abundantly. God wants us to live, you know, and I want this, you know, I hope and I pray that this is a encouragement to someone who's listening, you know, because we sometimes do things subconsciously, you know, that dictates to other people that we do not want to live anymore. And we often do not even have the concept of living, what living is. We have listened and we have depended so much on what man's idea of living is that we truly do not know what it means to live. And God is saying, I'm here to put you back on the path. I'm here to get you, you know, back into the guidance. I'm here to move you forward in my will and in my plan for your life. And we certainly cannot reach out and touch anyone else if we do not, first and foremost, have the desire to live. If we do not know what it is to live, you know, what it is to be in light and not darkness. You know, we are to be a soldiers and servants for the kingdom. So that means that we should be directing and guiding our sisters and brothers into the light, not into the dark, into the light. If that means living a God life, a spirit-filled life, and as people are watching you and focusing on you, they in turn are being guided down the path to the light, guided down the path to living, you know. And so we want to make sure that we're mindful, and we want to make sure that we're living. To live in God, to live with the Spirit means to live in peace, to live in truth, to live in joy, and to live in love. Those are all good things. And, you know, we've got to get past our current situations, and we've got to focus on God and know that God has our best interest at heart. You know, I thank God this morning because he woke me up, and he has a general, he has a genuine care for his people, that he would deliver this word to you on this morning. And God is saying, live, my daughter, live, my son. Live in my name, in my son Jesus. Live so that I may be broadcasted among the earth. Live so that people may see me. Live so that I may walk this earth. Live so that the gospel is spread throughout countries and nations. Live so that I may manifest myself on this earth like never before in these times. And God is saying live. He's saying move. Move on assignment with life, not dread, not doubt, not fear. Move. Move on the assignment that I am giving you. For I am coming soon for a ready people. And the nations have not even begun to hear my word. So move like never before. Move with an urgency. Move with an acceptance. Move with a willingness to hear my word and do my word. There are a people that are ready. There are a people that are waiting to hear from me. And they cannot even receive the word if you do not move. And I thank God for that word. I thank God for the unction. I thank God for the urgency. If you don't see the urgency, if you don't feel the urgency, we are definitely in trouble. We are definitely, you know, not spirit-filled or spirit-led, because you have to feel the urgency to live. I've never felt an urgency like I've felt it on today, and that is the urgency to live. The urgency to live. The urgency to be a light and not be darkness. The urgency to be a leader and not a follower. The urgency of a personality or of a sense of humility. The urgency of servanthood. The urgency of ministry. You know, we have a lost people, and the people are lost, and they're trying to find their way. The only thing is that they cannot find their way on a dark path. They cannot find their way with no light. They cannot find their way with no guidance and instruction. They cannot find their way to God because they do not see him in the examples that we have on this earth. And God is saying, I'm unctioning you to move. You know, I thank God because he is such a present help in the time of need. He is an escape when we need it. He is provision. He is protection. He is our all in all. He is our source. And I don't know about you, but God has never failed me. And I thank God because he never fails. I thank God because he always, always answers us. It may not be what we want, but God answers us. He talks and he walks with us. He fellowships with us. He develops genuine relationship with us. He has a genuine concern and love for his creation. And we should be so, we should feel so favored. You know, I thank God. On last night, I was thanking God for just the favor that God has given me, the mercy and grace that God has given me. I thank God because without him, I am nothing. And without him, I can do nothing. You know, oftentimes we set out to do things. We set out to move forward, and we don't consult God. We don't seek God. We don't even acknowledge God. And we're doing these things on our own, and they are failing miserably. And they're putting us in situations that we never intended to be in. But God is saying, I am still your deliverer. I am still the truth. You can turn to me, and I will make everything right. I'll make the crooked path straight. I'll give you peace in the midst of a storm. I'll give you joy and happiness. I know all things about you, my son and my daughter. I know everything, every detail about your life. I know every decision that you're trying to make. And if you would just consult me, acknowledge me, I will straighten it up for you. And I will have you move forward in my word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. You know, God is just so awesome that he would give us a word. It is so important that you listen and heed the word of God. It is so important that we turn from our wicked ways and that we turn to our Savior. We turn to our Creator. We turn to our Father, the one who knows us better than we know ourselves, the one who knows us before conception, the one who knows the will and purpose of our life. You know, we turn from those ways and we look to God. We acknowledge him. We seek him in all things. And there's no better way than seeking God, than getting in that word and fasting and praying and seeking God for an answer, seeking God for a solution, seeking God like never before. God is so awesome that he would just visit us on this morning. God is so awesome that he would just love on us this morning, that he would love on us, you know, that he would love on us like never before. You know, I'm looking at John 1 and 5, and it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know, we're trying to understand the things that's going on in this world. We can't even begin to understand what God is doing in this world. We can't begin to understand or see the kingdom of God if we're not walking in light. We can't, the darkness can't comprehend it. That means that you have to be associated with the light. Light has to be provided for you in order for you to understand what God is doing on this earth. And he is moving on this earth like never before. It is rampant, and he's moving all over the body of the earth. And he is looking at his very creation. And he's looking at the damnation of his creation. He's looking at the disobedience of his creation. He's looking at the disarray of his creation. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to portray anything that's not like God, for I represent his creation. And you should want to represent his creation as well, and you want to do it in the way that God will want you to do it. You will want to display the love of Christ. You will want to display such humility, a mind of servantry. You will want to display what thus saith the Lord to his people. You know, the people are hungry for a word, and we've got to be willing and available vessels to give that word, to partake in communion, to partake in fellowship, and move forward expeditiously in the way that God will want us to move, taking each step according to the will of God. You know, it is something when God tells you to move, you move. Then he tells you to stand still, you stand still, and you wait, and you don't move any faster than God is telling you, because if you move fast, you get out of position, you get out of the will of God, and you're not covered. You're not covered by God. And God wants us to be covered. He wants us to move strategically according to his word. He wants us to move acknowledging him in every step. He wants us to move like never before so that his word may be manifested across this earth and the people will hear what thus saith the Lord. God is so awesome that he would just visit us on today and he would allow us to just move and to dwell in his word. Move and hear what thus saith the Lord. Breathe and see God manifest his miracles and his spirit upon this earth. Dwell with him and to sup with him and to understand according to the word and the spirit that dwells in us what God is saying to us today. I pray that this word is a blessing to you. I pray that you can move today on us to live. I pray that it encourages and uplifts your spirit. I pray that you're able to move and to uplift your sister and your brother's spirit, oh God, and focus them in on living. And I'd like to end this with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for moving on this earth, oh God, and manifesting yourself before our eyes, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for supply, for provision, for protection, for your word, for your faithfulness, oh God. Even when we're not faithful, you are faithful, oh God. God, we thank you because you love. You love us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, God, for just the audience, oh God. I thank you for the word, oh God. I thank you for everything that you're doing, God, to wake me up this morning, oh God, to give a word, God, on what you would say to your people and what thus said the Lord. God, I thank you because you are just all-knowing and all-seeing, oh God. I thank you because you lead us. You lead us with the light of love, the light of peace, joy, and happiness. God, you lead us with the gifts that you bestowed upon us, oh God, and in our lives, oh God. You lead us, God, to a place of refuge, oh God. You lead us to the sanctuary, oh God, where we are able to worship and thank you, God, and to honor you and acknowledge you, God, our Father. And I thank you, God. God, let this word go out about across the audience, oh God. Let it enrich their lives, oh God. Let it motivate them to live, God, and to turn away from death and to move towards the light, oh God, to walk away from darkness, oh God, to recognize the light from the darkness, oh God, to recognize the path that you set out before them, oh God. God, we thank you for all things that you're doing and how you're moving in our lives, God, and around our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, because you shield us and you protect us, oh God, from danger both seen and unseen, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you would visit us at this hour, oh God. You would provide provision for what we would need for today, oh God. God bless your audience, oh God. Give them the ears to hear, oh God. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, oh God, so that they may be guided and instructed in a more excellent way, oh God. And we thank you for all things that you're doing. Your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, oh God. The moves that you would have us to take, oh God. The faith, God, that you've given us, God, to step out in boldness, oh God, on your word. And to teach and preach your word across this earth, oh God. God, I thank you for your plan. Not my plan, but your plan, oh God. And we acknowledge your purpose in our lives, oh God. And we love you and we honor you, oh God, like never before. God, continue to walk and talk with us like never before, oh God. In this prevalent time, God, when things are going wrong and everything is twisted and reversed and man is making decisions that are not like you, oh God. God, I ask that you spare your people, oh God, in the destruction, God, that is to come upon this earth, oh God. Give us the resilience, God, the endurance, God, to see, God, what you have for us, oh God. And to endure, God, the things that are coming up on this earth, oh God. And we thank you for all things that you're doing, God, for we know that you're able, oh God, and that you are, God, our source, God. So we depend, we lean, and trust on you, God. And we trust in your word and believe in your word, oh God. God, continue to allow us to apply it to our lives, oh God, like never before, and be the witnesses that you would have us be, God, at this time. Talk to the sisters and brothers, God, and to lead them along the path and give them a reason, oh God, to live. Give them the ultimate concept of living, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all things. Bless your audience like never before, God. Give them the strength to move forward, oh God. Give them the strength to just walk in your word, walk in your understanding, not our own understanding, God. Your word says that you want us to lean not to our own understanding, but to lean, look to you, oh God, to seek you, God, to seek your divine word and the truth, oh God. God, allow your truth to be revealed upon this earth like never before, God. Allow your truth to liberate us, God, in our minds and our spirit, God. Allow your truth, God, to liberate the bondages, God, of sin, God, on this earth, oh God. God, I ask that you just look not on us as Sodom and Gomorrah, oh God, but look on us as your children, oh God, who don't know, God, we've turned from you and we're turning into wickedness, oh God, and that we're not representing you, God. We're representing something that's not like you, oh God. Give us the grace and mercy, God, that we need, God, to understand that we're not walking in your ways, oh God, and allow us, God, and teach us how to walk in your ways in a more excellent way, God. Teach us how to move, God, in your direction, oh God. Teach us, God, how to get in the word and how to understand it with the spirit that dwells and resides within us, oh God. Give us the tools that we need, God, to be the example that you set on this earth, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all things, for we know all things come from you. We know all things originated in you. We know all things will end in you. And we thank you, God, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you. I pray that God visits you like never before today and manifests himself. It is awesome to see God for yourself, to seek him and see his face, to seek him and get the answers that God would have for you, to seek him and know that he is in your corner and that he's got your back. God is so awesome that he would allow us to move forward in his spirit. God is so awesome that he would allow us to wake up another day to get the word, to get his word, the undivided word, the uncontested truth. And we thank you for all things. We thank you for listening in today. I thank you for being a part of the episode. I thank you for just consulting God in your life. Continue to consult him like never before. And if you need a prayer request, you can reach me at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. And you can also, you know, reach me on Twitter at ptwithsbutler. Until next time, God loves you. God wants you to live. God wants you to walk in the light. Be blessed.